My entire life, I felt I wasn't allowed to be happy. And I constantly surrounded myself with people who reinforced this idea. I filled my life with toxicity, and I never let myself believe I deserved better. Years on end, I drowned myself in the Dead Sea. It wasn't until this year that I had built my own raft. My entire life, I had surrounded myself with the wrong people. It wasn't until this year that I had found the best people I've ever met. Let's take it back to the beginning. It was the start of this school year, and I was in the worst place I've ever been in my life. My best friend was someone who constantly made me feel like I was less than. Less than her, and less than what I am. My academic performance was subpar at best, and my mental health was not a priority. I was drowning in my own self-inflicted pain. I was choosing people who made me think those feelings were normal. I was choosing my own pain because I didn't know any better, and I didn't know why. There was a phrase that someone had told me that really hit home. You are not addicted to a substance. Substance abuse is to distract you from your pain. You are addicted to your own self-loathing. You are preventing your own happiness. I never realized how true this statement was until someone else had said it out loud. Everything I had done up to this point was to prevent myself from being happy. Everything I had done up to this point was to cause my own pain. I would have rather been sad forever than to give someone else the opportunity to take away my happiness. I was sabotaging myself, and I didn't know how to stop. After realizing this, I refused to let myself continue to live like that. It was like a switch had flipped in my brain. Suddenly, I wasn't scared anymore. I wanted to live the way that I wanted to, with the people who wanted me, and I wasn't going to accept less. I was brand new. I cut out toxic people who told me I should feel less than I am. I started doing things that scared me to build my confidence I had lost. I opened myself up to good people. I opened myself up to the idea of lasting friendships. I opened myself up to happiness. I had never felt comfortable sharing my inner monologue with others. I had never felt that they had cared. But the friends that I have now make me feel like I matter, and I make them feel like they matter. My friends have helped me with the biggest transition in my life, loving myself. They helped me realize that I can accept my own happiness, and for that, I will never be able to thank them enough. They helped me change my own life forever, and for that, I am forever grateful.